When I was 22 and decided to get married right out of college, my mother pulled me aside and explained the concept of mad money, which I'm sure some of the older ladies in the room know what that is. That's when you put a little bit of money aside every week. You don't really tell your husband about it, or you can if you want, and you save it for something. So I found myself at 46, after 24 years of marriage, kind of floundering, trying to find something to do. My only child had gone to college. My marriage was kind of falling apart a little bit. I thought, what am I going to do? I have $10,000 in my checking account. I don't want a new couch. I don't want a new car. I don't want to do anything like that. I got to do something for me. So I was at the Common Market in Frederick County, picked up a magazine that I'd never seen before. I opened it up and it said, Mountain Climbing Expedition to Nepal. Thought, I hike, you know, I wonder if I can do this. And then I saw that it was also an ovarian cancer fundraising campaign. And it was a documentary husband and wife team that were going to commemorate the first women, no, I'm sorry, the first Americans that climbed Annapurna I in Nepal, which is the 10th highest mountain in the world. I called them up and I said, hey, I hike. Do you think I can do this? Sure. I said, well, I've never slept in a tent before. That's fine. Don't worry. You can do it. So I said, what the hell? I'll do it. Started training. I ran, which I had never done in my life. I put 50 pounds of nursing textbooks in a backpack and climbed up and down the stairs at a building near my office. I did everything. And my friends and my family kept saying, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You're crazy. You're insane. I said, I don't know why I'm doing it. It just seems like the right thing to do. My grandmother had had ovarian cancer when she was 46. My mother had had ovarian cancer when she was 46. And here I am, 46. So part of me was kind of thinking, maybe if I do this, I won't get ovarian cancer. So I went. It was not a hiking expedition. It was serious mountain climbing. I had to get $1 million worth of insurance, evacuation insurance, helicopter evacuation insurance. And my friends were saying, why are you doing this? And I started really doubting myself, why am I doing this? So I got there. It was an incredible experience. It was the hardest thing I've done in my life. And I just kept saying, why did I do this? Came home and within 2 months found the strength to leave my husband. I went and got an apartment, a little dark basement apartment in Rockville. And first time in my life I had ever lived alone other than in a dorm in college. Been married for 25 years. I really struggled financially and emotionally, but my female friends really gathered around and helped me. And just when I was starting to get my act together, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had stage 3C, very aggressive, metastatic cancer of the uterus. Ended up having radical hysterectomy, 3 months of chemotherapy, 5 weeks of radiation, another 3 months of chemotherapy. And one day when I was laying on the radiation table and the machine was making noises and I felt like a slab of meat, it occurred to me, this is why I went to Nepal. This is what got me through. And I thought, if I could get through that's going to get me through this experience. And I would just like to give a shout out to Dr. Neil Rosenshine at Mercy Hospital, the man who saved my life. Thank you.